Moncrief on News Talk.
Extreme litter picking. Obviously, it involves picking up rubbish, but what's extreme about it? The journalist Esme Gordon Craig discovered that when she witnessed her grandfather doing it. Esme, good afternoon.
Hi, Sean.
Hi. So you were kind of, you went back to your home place and when this all started.
Yeah, I finished university, went back home and started kind of doing daily walks around the village and basically discovered my grandpa is an extreme litter picker, which is amazing.
Yes. And so what did you, how old is your grandfather, first off?
So he's 83 and what I kind of discovered while kind of going on when I ran into him on a walk is literally as many times a week as he can, he goes out and will stop at nothing to pick up every bit of litter kind of along the canal that he can.
Right. OK, when you say will stop at nothing, could you give us some examples of what that involves?
I mean, I've seen him down a ditch. He kind of tries to get up to the kind of trees to try and get all the kind of things that people kind of end up hanging on trees. He leans in as far as he possibly can into the canal to the point that I think he might actually fall in it to fish out whatever he can. Yeah, sometimes I actually do worry about his safety.
Yes. And have you said to him, you know, Grandad, please take it easy?
Well, I mean, we all have tried. Multiple members of the family have said sometimes you need to kind of like not completely risk your life for the sake of this. But he is so dedicated to the cause, which is inspirational for all of us. But I think a lot of the time, I mean, this is how I ended up going litter picking with him, is because you're walking along. He then goes, oh, I want to try and get that kind of beer bottle. And I'm like, no, that's a bit too far down into the ditch, Grandpa. And he's like, no, it's fine. And then I obviously have to volunteer to get it or else he'll break his back.
Yeah, absolutely. So as you said there, it was kind of an element, if you can't beat them, join them sort of thing.
Exactly.
So when you go out doing this now, is he sending you up trees and into the canals and things?
Oh, yeah. I do the more athletic things. Although sometimes, I mean, that's the problem. It's like, I'll say, no, that's too dangerous for me. And then he'll start doing them. And then, so it's very tricky. But it's actually turned into a really lovely thing that we can do together, which is really nice. Because you don't really often get that kind of one-to-one time with your grandparents, especially when you're kind of 24 like me.
Yes.
And, you know, it's nice having that.
And so is it planned to the extent that, you know, you go to a certain area and you say, we will get rid of every trace of litter from this area and we won't stop until we're finished?
Well, he does his kind of organized kind of thing is he always goes down to this one bit of the canal and kind of walks up and down it. And that's his planned kind of route. And then I'll join him when I can. But he just goes, I mean, he has a few litter pickers and he just has a big bag and he goes up and down. I mean, sometimes it's litter. Other times, I mean, one time there was a massive storm along and then all the kind of new trees that had just been planted along the canal had all fallen down. So then he got me to replant all those and restick them all up. I mean, it really varies.
Oh, right. Okay. So, and did you manage to save the trees?
Well, they're looking pretty good now. I get a lot of pride when I walk past them. It's honestly, I mean, I feel like a very, you know, important member of the community now. I love it.
Yeah. Now, but I suppose there is a lesson in this and perhaps an intergenerational lesson as to what being a good citizen involves, and that, you know, perhaps there are younger generations who think being a good citizen involves giving out on social media about something, but not really getting off the couch.
Well, exactly. I mean, I think that's one of the things that really, that this has really made me reflect on, because as someone who's like, you know, loves social media and is quite active on social media, I think that so much, or I, you know, previously thought that so much of being really good and being really like beneficial to the community is being kind of vocal on social media about really kind of grand worldly thoughts that everyone agrees with or that I agree with and I think there's a right to agree with. But then also sometimes being a good citizen is just also actively doing things in the community. It's not just believing the right things and liking the right Instagram posts and kind of spreading the right message on social media. It's actually getting out there and just being a part of the community and helping the community.
Yeah. And has that had an effect on you then from your grandfather's example?
I mean, I think there's that kind of selfish feeling of making me feel really good when I come back and I'm like, oh, yes, I've been litter picking today and you feel like a really good person. And that's always really fun. But I think, obviously, you know, along the less selfish route, I mean, I think personally it's been brilliant in terms of my time. I can get to spend more time with my grandpa and or if my sisters come along. But I think also in terms of actually, you know, moving back home from university, it's nice to kind of have that side that's like, oh, wait, it's actually really lovely kind of living in this village and being able to talk more to the people within it and kind of talking to different generations as opposed to just my own. Like, it's just, it's beneficial in so many different ways, even just getting outside and having a nice walk, really.
Yeah. And is he, would he be modest about his efforts? And I'm wondering, given that you, you know, wrote a piece about this in The Guardian. So did you have to ask his permission first?
I did. I actually, we were on a walk when we were doing this list picking and I was like, Grandpa, this is really inspirational. Can I please write about this? And he was like, go for it, whatever. And little did he know his photo was in The Guardian months later. He was very happy. No, he gave his full permission and he was very proud. I mean, he is so kind of dedicated and loves the village so much. And that was just, you know, so inspiring for me. And I just thought it was just such a lovely thing to learn, such a lovely thing to experience. So I think he's really happy that I've kind of been able to spread that message. I mean, he read the article and he was like, I'm just so happy that people your age will also read this and think that that's a really good thing to do, because he's very dedicated to it.
Yeah. So when you're out now, though, litter picking, are there people going, oh my God, it's the guy from The Guardian?
No one's done that yet. Although on the day that it came out, I did walk around with the newspaper just like showing everyone. I was like, look, it's my grandpa.
Yeah. And did he ever explain why he started doing it, or was...
I mean, it's just always, as long as I can remember, he's just been the most kind of active member of the community in terms of keeping it clean. I mean, he's just has always loved it. He's always lived in the village since he was, you know, a child. He's never moved. And it's just one of those things. He's just very, I mean, he loves canal boats. And so particularly keeping the canal clean is really something that he's passionate about. Mm. And I think, you know, that's the thing. It's just something that he loves. He doesn't do it for anyone else. He doesn't do it. He does do it for everyone else, but he doesn't do it for any other reason besides he loves it and he loves the area.
Yeah, that's really lovely. Esme, yeah. Thank you so much for speaking with us today. That was Esme Gordon-Craig there.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.